Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and Gary Sorok is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a brand spanking new book that I encourage you to find, folks, The American Dream Revisited, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Results. It's available wherever books are sold, and if they don't have it, you can ask for it, and if you want to go to Amazon, Amazon's got a bunch of them, so I encourage you. I've been watching this baby come alive over the last year or so, and I highly recommend it to you. Gary, congratulations again on your new book.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
One of the things that we like about Gary is he's a financial advisor. Gary, give us some help with, as we wrap up the year, as we come to the fourth quarter here. Give us some thoughts on how to think about our financial planning.
Well, it's really interesting. This is the time of year when most of my clients really kind of say, okay, I've not really spent a minute on this all year. It's the last quarter. What do I do? So we've been having review meetings, Jim, and I have, throughout the company, we have close to 1,000 clients. So we're incredibly busy, but there's a bunch of us, so that makes it work a lot easier. So I don't see like 1,000 people. That would be ridiculous. But what we do is we meet with them and we sit down and talk to them about where they are. And part of that is I want to know where they are from an asset standpoint, where a liability standpoint, what have they done, what are they in bills, what do they owe, what have they paid down, what kind of money do they have in their accounts, how have they done. We can check that because we track that for them. So those are the things that discussion starts there. But what it really gets down to, and it's kind of interesting, Jim, I've been asking them what is their American dream. And the reason I've been asking that is I'm really curious if they have an American dream and what it is. And it's funny, the answers I get are all over the board, but the answer that I'm really looking for is, what do you want to have happen? How do you want to financially see yourself in the future? That's really the question. And we get to that question by asking about the American dream, because people say, well, I want to retire at age 55. I said, great, you're 54 and you don't have any money. That isn't going to work. Okay. So, well, let's get real here. So I had someone in the other day. She's 60. She's got a pension plan with about $800,000 in it, and she's got an income of around $5,000 a month from real estate. And mm-hmm. She said, what do you think? Can I retire? And I said, absolutely. I said, the question is, why would you? And she said, what do you mean? I said, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? You're 60. You're going to be on a planet maybe another 35 years. I said, I don't think you're going to work 35 years, but what are you really going to do? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, then that's a really good reason not to retire. I said, you've got to figure that out.
Especially, and of course, the next question is, do you like what you do?
Absolutely.
When you wake up in the morning, are you glad to go wherever it is you're supposed to be?
Yes. And that's the big question. So, I'm old enough to retire. I could have retired years ago. And people say, why are you still working? I said, because I like it. I mean, I'm having a good time. I still help people. I'm functional. I'm relevant. And people seem to think that what I tell them is helpful for their lives. I said, that's why I do this.
That's always handy.
Yeah, it works well, especially in my business where it doesn't always go that way. So what's happening is we're having these review sessions, and then people are totally freaked out about the election. And I let them know. I said, listen, my experience, and I've gone through many elections, is that the market will go up, the market will go down, and the market will come back up again. And that's what mm-hmm. really happens. And it isn't going to change. And if we do have a correction, it's going to be a temporary correction, because they all are. Now, a temporary correction can be a little longer than others, but that's what happens. Mm-hmm. So I was with a client the other day, and she was totally very upset about the elections, and she's sure that she should take all her money out of what she has it in and put it into cash. Yeah. And so I pretty much talked her off the ledge, and I said, that's a terrible idea. Why don't you just relax? And she said, why? I said, well, here's how this works. I said, pretty much 50% of the people are going to really be happy with the election, and the other 50% mm-hmm. aren't. And I said, so why do you think so terrible things are going to happen? And she said, I never really thought about it that way. And I said, okay. So.
Well, that makes sense. But if you got any, is there any nugget of of activity besides a planning session and cooling it, is there any specific thing that you think we should be doing between now and the end of the year?
Well, yeah.
I got 30 seconds.
Okay. Definitely look at what you're invested in and see how broad-based you are. If you're so narrow and so many people are in the same investments,
yeah.
They'll own a mutual fund and they own the same company five different times and don't even mm-hmm. know they own it.
Right.
So I have them look at what they really own and find out who's in it and then make sure they really are.
Make sure they're not accidentally heavily weighted somewhere.
And they mostly are.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
a good
I
point.
Had one client, he had Apple and four different things he owned. And he didn't even know it,
right,
Jim.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So he's you know, it's a good company, but you want four times that.
I need your website again.
GarySurak.com.
It's IRAK, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the new book, The American Dream Revisited by Gary Surak. Hey Gary, good job again. Come back soon.
Jim, always great to talk to you.
Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.